it's a very troubling situation that's happened. I mean, obviously, to this family, it's been devastating over the last number of weeks. They've had to be uprooted from their family homes, and obviously, huge concern for their family. I spoke to their father today, and he has confirmed that that a number of members from this organisation haven't investigated the matter, have said to him that there was never any threat against his two sons, that they do not accuse his two sons of being involved in drug dealing, and that it must have been a hoax. So obviously for the family that's a huge relief, but for me as a public representative, there's huge question marks around what is happening with these organisations and the threats that are being issued.
The PSNI, the Gardaí, the other agencies are accountable, and we know who's involved in them. The problem, of course, with organisations such as this one is we don't know, and there's no way of investigating or looking into the bona fides of what they're saying now or what indeed they said then.
Absolutely. I mean, the difficulty is obviously that the people involved in these dissident organisations, you know, represent only a tiny section of the community. You know, and whenever they make these threats, they tend to go through, I mean, for example, they seem to recently in Derry go through the Rosemount Resource Centre, who then relay the threats to the PSNI, and then if there are threats pertaining to people in Donegal, they're passed on then by An Garda Síochána. The difficulty is both the PSNI and An Garda Síochána then do not comment further on the threats. They just deliver the threats to the families, do not comment further, advise the families to take necessary security precautions, which obviously leaves them in a devastating position. And in this situation, I suppose there will need to be some explanation as to how this managed to be accepted as a viable threat and how this threat was passed to the family. But in fairness, you know, speaking to the father today, he's just relieved that, you know, the allegations against his son are untrue and that there's no threat against his sons.
Have they returned to the area, to the best of your knowledge?
My understanding is they will be returning home now that the threat has been removed. But it's been an appalling period, deeply worrying period for all the family. And I'm just glad for them that it's over.